From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Energy company BP is moving ahead with plans to try to clog up the blown-out oil well in the Gulf of Mexico tomorrow. They'll use mud, NPR's Richard Harris reports.
BP officials say they now have gear in place to measure the huge buildup of pressure inside the damaged well. That information is necessary in order to go forward with their plan to plug up the well by dumping in heavy fluid called drilling mud. This procedure is called a top kill, and it sometimes works on blowouts, but it has never been tried in water this deep. They hope to try that Wednesday. If it doesn't work, BP's new backup plan is to chop off the leaking pipe right at the top of the blowout preventer and to lower a gadget over the leak. It's called an LMRP, and it's designed to capture all the oil and gas that's currently spewing into the ocean. Previous attempts to capture oil underwater have come up short. Richard Harris, NPR News.
World markets have lost ground today. Investors are still afraid the financial crisis in Europe will weaken the region's economy. Traders had more bad news from Asia today. North Korea has decided to cut all ties with South Korea. It's the latest in a series of tit-for-tat responses following the mysterious sinking of a South Korean warship in March. NPR's Jim Zaroli says investors are skittish.
That's definitely a factor. We've seen to have a ratcheting up of hostilities between North and South Korea, and I think that's, you know, raising concerns about business conditions in Asia.
All major stock market indices in Asia lost ground in today's trading. A closely watched measure of home prices out today suggests more problems for the U.S. housing market. The Case-Shiller Index shows home prices dropped 3.2% at the beginning of the year. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
Home prices are still above where they were a year ago, and prices had been showing some signs of recovery. But when you look at the month-to-month data, prices have started to head lower again.
And I think the Case-Shiller numbers are troubling.
Chris Mayer is a housing economist at Columbia University.
Housing has a lot of momentum. When it starts going in a direction, prices continue in that direction. And that's the fear, is that if we're starting to go down again, that momentum could, you know, if things have turned negative, that momentum could push along for a while.
Upwards of 4 million U.S. homeowners are still headed towards foreclosure. Unemployment remains high, and there are new worries now of more trouble for the banking system. Mayer says all that could prolong the housing crash. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
President Obama is meeting Senate Republican leaders today. They're expected to discuss immigration. Republican leaders would like to send National Guard troops to help secure the U.S. border with Mexico. They'll try to attach this proposal to a defense spending bill. Other topics in today's conversation with Mr. Obama may include the national unemployment rate and other economic matters. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 180 points at 9,885. You're listening to NPR. The astronauts aboard the space shuttle Atlantis are on track for tomorrow's scheduled landing. They're to arrive at Florida's Cape Canaveral just before 9 a.m. Eastern Time. If the landing is waved off because of bad weather, the shuttle can stay in orbit for several more days. This is the last scheduled flight for the Atlantis shuttle. The fleet is being retired this year. There were only two more shuttle flights set. They'll take place before the end of the year. Tension is high in the Jamaican capital of Kingston. Police are trying to capture one of the island's most wanted drug lords. As many as 30 people may have been killed in the confrontation. NPR's Jason Bobian reports.
Hundreds of Jamaican police and soldiers have been in the streets of West Kingston since the weekend. They're attempting to arrest Christopher Dudas Koch. He's wanted by U.S. authorities on drug and arms trafficking charges. Koch is believed to be holed up in a slum where large numbers of residents support him. People barricaded the neighborhood to try to keep the authorities out. Gunfire erupted around the Tivoli Gardens housing project. Several police stations in the capital have also been attacked. Flights into Kingston have been canceled. The Jamaican government has declared a state of emergency and says it could remain in place for up to a month. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Mexico City.
Ethiopia's ruling party has apparently won re-election to office. Election officials have announced provisional results, but foreign observers say the Ethiopian election was not fair and is tainted by fraud. Voters who tried to cast ballots were intimidated, and politicians from the opposition party were harassed. Ethiopian President Meles Zenawi addressed a huge crowd in the capital, Addis Ababa, today. He says he has a great deal of work to accomplish during his next term in office. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.